الرحمن الرحيم. So today we will learn lesson number 4. Okay, which is lesson number 4 is related to the letter Ya. Okay? There is a letter in Arabic called Ya. Okay, it is a family per se. Ya is a family per se. Why? Because it has different ways to be written and different ways to be read, to recite it. Okay, so we have it as a special family, alone. Letter Ya is alone. Okay, letter Ya, what is the name of letter Ya? The name is Ya. So when I tell you, sister, what is this? Okay, what is this letter? You tell me this is letter Ya. What is the name of this letter, sister? All of us together? Yeah. Again, three times?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. What is the symbol for this letter? Okay. The symbol is E. Okay. Now I will clarify to you. This is the symbol for the letter Ya in regarding the English is E. Okay. What is the example? When I want to pronounce the letter Ya, okay, suppose I am pronouncing the letter, the word yard. This is the ya. Okay? This is the ya. So when you see this letter, which is a straight line, and then a line, one straight line, and then another part on the line with two dots below it. Okay? When I see this, I tell to myself, this is the letter ya. Okay, this is, what is this letter?
Yeah.
How do you know it? It has two dots below it. Okay, what is the name of the letter which has two dots above it?
Ba.
No. No, above it. What is the name of the letter which has two dots above it?
Ta.
I listen to it, say. Not se, te, se, te, se. Okay, what is the name of the letter which has three dots? Se, because of the three. Okay, what is the name of the letter which has one dot below it?
Ba,
below. We say how to remember that this is down B because it is below. Okay, now this is the ya, okay, it has two dots below it. Okay, so now we learn the letter which has two dots below it. When I see these dots, when I see these two dots, I say, yeah! Okay, so that you remember it. So when you see the two dots, what you will say?
Yeah!
Excellent! Alhamdulillah. When you will see this, what you will say?
Yeah!
Okay, because this is at the end. Okay, this is at the end. This is how to write this letter. At the beginning, it has two dots. In the middle, it has two dots. But at the end, it will be, you know, like this curve. Okay, one curve and another curve, two curves, and this is the Ya. Okay, so when you see the letter, which is having two dots below it, or it is formed of two curves like this, this is the letter Ya. Okay? There is a very important point regarding the letter Ya in the Quran. It is only in the Quran. Is that, for example, you will find in the Quran this word. Okay. I will tell you about this one. Okay, let me use for you a word which you know it. For example, this word. Suppose you read this word, for example. What is the first letter? Very good. What is the second letter?
Yeah.
Excellent. So it is ba, da. Okay, what is the last letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so it is bada. When you see, now this is the most important point regarding reading the letter Ya. Okay, the letter Ya is having two ways to write and two ways to read it. Okay? I want to clarify to you this because it is only related to the Quran about these ways of reading the letter Ya. Now we agreed that the letter Ya is having two dots below it. We agreed for this, correct? And we agreed that if we will write it at the end, it will be like this. Okay? Because of the two dots below it, okay, the letter Ya is always like as if you are reading Kasra. The letter Ya is always down. Okay? And when we put this Ya, we sometimes put two dots below it. Okay? What is the meaning of this? This is, I will clarify to you this one now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, if I write, what is this?
Yeah.
Okay. What is this? You. Okay? What is this? Ye. Alhamdulillah. This is when the letter ya is at the beginning. Okay? Number two. If I have, for example, who can read for me this word now? Very good. Bayed. Okay? Bayed. Okay? Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The letter ya can have fatha or dhamma or kasra when it is at the beginning. Okay, now I want you to read for me this word. Who can read this word? So that I will... Yadi! You see? The letter ya at the end is always as if it has a kasra. This is the nature of the letter ya. The letter ya can have a fatha or dhamma or kasra when it is at the beginning of the word. When you find the letter ya at the end as if it has a kasra. Or the type, Rabbi, for example, when I tell you, sister, read for me this word. Then you tell me, sister Mona, okay? Subhanallah, there is very important, you know, information. When we will have the long vowels, I will clarify to you. Now, you copy it?
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah. Now I will clarify to you why this is going on with the letter Y. Okay? Now this is the letter Y. Who will read for me this word?
Rabbi.
Okay? What is preceding the letter Y here? Kasra. The Kasra. Whenever you have the letter Ya, at the end there is a kasra below it. There will be no dhamma or fatha before the letter Ya. Whenever you have the letter Ya at the end, you will always find a kasra below it, before it, preceding it, okay? So when I look to the word and I find the ya at the end, I tell to myself, let me be sure that it is preceded by a kasra. I will find the kasra. Then how I will read this word? Rabbi, nafsi, ahli, bayti. Whenever you have the ya, you will find the kasra before it. Why this was, I will explain to you with the long vowels. But basically now, alhamdulillah, we learn the letter Ya. Okay, so whenever you will find the letter Ya, the Rabbi, I will always what I am expecting before the letter Ya, kasra. Clear? Halas? Okay? Except in the Quran. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the ba. Sometimes there is alif like this. This means that the ya will be alif. Okay? This is only on the Quran. On the normal writing, this is not around. This is the language of the Quran. I will clarify to you again. For example, here. I want to get to okay, you don't know this one, but let me use for me use this one. Whenever you will find, for example, okay. Sometimes when you look to the Quran, you will find the letter Ya, and you tell to yourself that I learned that the letter Ya must be preceded by a kasra. But here, it is preceded by a fatha. Yes, because when it is preceded by a fatha, it will be an alif. This is only for the letter Ya. Okay? So now, letter Ya will be always preceded by a kasra. This is the normal nature of the letter Ya. But in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes changed the letter Ya to the alif. Okay, how it will be changed when the kasra will be replaced by a fatha. And then an alif will be written above the letter. Yeah, this is how you will read from the Quran, inshallah. I am giving you all the knowledge. It looks complicated. It's not complicated. But inshallah, you will learn this while we are reading from the Quran. But just I want you to know that I can pronounce letter yeah at the end, either as if it is a long kasra, always. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to read it as an alif, Allah will make the previous letter to have a fatha. So I always look in the letter ya for the short vowel before it. If it is a kasra, okay, this will be a long, kasra. Rabbi, ahli, you see my tongue? Down. Rabbi, ahli, nafsi, kulli. But when I notice that the letter ya is having an alif above it, I tell to myself, oh, I have to be careful, it is not ya here, it is an alif. I see the alif, and there is also a fatha in the letter before it. This information, keep it in your mind. Da. Da. I will move my tongue up. Not like, you see, here, sisters.
Is that a da or a?
Ahda, ahda. Ahda. Now, what I want you to know, sisters, that always when someone tell me letter ya, I tell to myself kasra. Normally, mostly. But I have to remember that in the Quran, when I will see an alif above the letter ya, small alif, this means that Allah wants me to pronounce the ya as if it is an alif. So it will be ahda, not rabbi. Okay? This is only for the letter ya. All of this dilemma is for the letter ya. In spite of this fact, it is a very simple letter. And inshallah, you will learn all of this while we are reading the Quran, inshallah. But just I want you now, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sister Fawzia brought for you the papers. Okay, this is the letter ya. Okay? Tayyib, alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, now I will give you some words with the letter ya, so you can write it in your notebook. Just write it for me here, because I will add it to the new, book which I'm preparing now. Okay, write it on the back here. Okay, or at the end. Okay, now I will give you some vocabulary words. Sisters, don't talk. Some vocabulary words related to the letter ya. Okay? Who will read for me this word? Alaykum salam. Who will read for me this word? Raise your hand. Okay. Yad. Very good. This is ya, fatha, dal, sukun, yad. Okay. Who will read this word? Okay. Who can read this word? No, I want you to read it. Please come here and read. Ahead and read it for me. Letter one by one.
This is ba.
Ba. Ya.
Yi.
Yi. Very good. Te. Te. Two. What is it? Two. Very good. Yalla, collect it together.
Ba. Di.
No. Ba. Yi.
Ba. Yi. Two.
Okay. Bite.
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 Bite. Short in
very good. But at least you know the letter. Bite. Very good. Now I want you sisters to pronounce bait 10 times. Bait, bait. Look to the letter. Bait,
bait, bait, bait, bait,
bait. Move your tongue.
Bait,
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 bait, bait. Okay. To recite, who will read for me this word? Okay.
Bait. Yes, Yi.
Very good.
Da secundu.
Very good.
Bye.
Da secundu.
Du.
No, da secundu.
Da secundu. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Excellent. Okay, this is it. All of us together 10 times. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Excellent. MashaAllah. Very good. Sisters, look, sisters, okay?
Abi.
Very good. So I want you to divide it for me. Divide it for me.
Aleph, Fatha, Ba, Kasra, and
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Abi.
Abi.
Okay. All of us together. Abi.
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 Okay. Who? This the next one is the simple one. Okay. Okay, who will read for me this one quickly?
Ajay.
Okay, Ahi, raise your hand. Read, I want you to read it. No, you pronounce it wrong. Can you come and say it to me here? Letter by letter so that you will pronounce it all correct. Ta. Fatha ta, okay.
Ta.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, so how you will pronounce it?
Taro.
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 I don't want you to have Dhamma in between. Taro.
Taro.
All of us together.
Taro.
Taro. Taro. Taro. 10 times.
Taro.
Keep on.
Taro.
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 Taro. Taro. Taro. Taro. Taro. Taro. Taro.
Taro.
Taro. Okay, now I want you to read for me this one. So that you know what is the difference between these two words. The same, this ta, re, ye. Te, re, ye. What is the difference between these two? Is that here the ye is a ye.
Yeah, no alif.
No. You see? No alif and there are two dots. Okay? So how I pronounce this one? Tari.
Tiri.
Not Tiri. Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
Tari. Sorry, sorry. Tari. Five times.
Tari.
Again.
Tari.
Huh?
Tari.
Okay.
Tari.
Huh?
Tari.
This one.
Tara.
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 Tara. Alhamdulillah. So now, you know this, okay? Now, you know also the letter yeah with the short vowels, okay? What is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this?
You.
What is this?
He.
Okay, so this is the yeah with the short vowels when it is at the beginning of the word. Okay, alhamdulillah. Now I want you to write yeah, you, ye, three times. Yeah, dhamma, you, fatha, dhamma, kasra, اكتبيها يوسف. عشان ايدك تعود. يلا اكتبيها. يلا يلا. فتحة دم كسر. First, I will revise with you from your paper, okay, about the short vowels. Okay, so that inshallah we revise the short vowels, then I will start with you the long vowels. We agreed that in Arabic we have four short vowels. Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, Sukun. Okay, so what are the short vowels? Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, Sukun. Okay, so for example, for the letter Bah, I will read Bah, all of us together, sister.
Bah.
Bu. Bah. Okay? Alhamdulillah. All of you now know about the short vowels? Clear for you the short vowels or not? If you have any problem with the short vowels, okay, please clarify to me before we move to the long vowels. This is very important. Okay? The long vowels are very important. Okay? Type. So, alhamdulillah, you know about the short vowels. Okay. Let us start with the fatha. Okay? This is the letter Bah. And it has a fatha, so this is bah and the fatha. The fatha is equal to what? The fatha is equal to 1a. Okay? And it is, these are the short vowels. Okay? The short vowels are only signals. Not only signals. I put signals. Okay? When I will move to the long vowels will be letters. Okay? Clear or not? The short vowels are just, for example, the letter ba, fatha, dhamma, or kasra, or sukun. So the short vowels are only signals, okay? This is clear or not?
Clear, sister, tell me yes or no.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Clear. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, the fatha is equal to what? A. 1A. The dhamma is equal to what? Sister, the dhamma is equal to what?
To you.
The kasra is equal to what? E. And the sukun is equal to what? Nasib. Okay? Alhamdulillah. These are the short vowels. Now, if I want to have long vowels, instead of 1A, it will be 2A. Instead of 1U, it will be 2U. Instead of 1E, it will be 2E. Okay? So now, the short, the long vowels are letters, which will have the meaning of 2A, 2U, 2E. It is very simple, and I will clarify it to you now. Now, if I want to read now this word, who can read for me this word? Baba. Baba. Okay, all of us together.
Baba.
Again.
Baba.
Not Baba. Baba. Baba is my father in Arabic. Okay. Not also. Okay. So call on your father now in Arabic. All of you together.
Baba.
Again.
Baba. Baba.
Very good. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Now, when I tell you, sister, can you explain to me why you pronounce the letter, this letter with the ba, ba? You will tell me, sister Mona, because this is the letter ba with the fatah. And then it is followed by the alif. When the alif is preceded by a fatha, okay, the alif will be a long vowel. It is equal to 2a, sister Mona. Fatha is 1a. So the letter b now is having 3a. So I will say ba. You see, this is ba, number one. Okay, it is clear now or not clear? Alhamdulillah. So when I see the letter alif preceded by a fatha, I tell to myself, Mona, 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 the fatha is equal to 1a, and the alif is after the fatha, it is 2a, because now the alif is a long vowel. Okay? So the long vowels are, number one, the alif preceded by a fatha. Okay? Why the alif preceded by a fatha? Because the alif itself is a. So this is A, and preceded by a fatha, it will be 2A. Clear? So what is the first long vowel? The first long vowel is the letter alif when it is preceded by a fatha. Okay? So now when I tell you, sister, do you think that the letter alif in this word is long vowel or not? Raise your hand. Look, raise your hand. Your hand. Noura, what do you think?
I think so, it's preceded by the fatha.
Yes, this is correct. Whenever you find the letter alif preceded by a fatha, this means that it is a long vowel. Very simple rule. Whenever I find the letter alif preceded by a fatha, now alif is a long vowel equal to 2a. Because the fatha is 1a, the alif is 2a. So this is the first long vowel. What is the first long vowel? Is the letter alif preceded by a fatha. Very good. What is the next long vowel? The next long vowel is the letter waw preceded by a dhamma. Why? Because the dhamma is equal to what? U. Okay? The waw will be equal to 2u. For example, I say boo. When I tell you now, sister, please read, tell me now. Do you think that the waw is a long vowel here or not?
Yes.
You tell me yes. Why, sister? Because, sister Mona, it is preceded by the similar one. Similar to it. You see? Alhamdulillah. This is U, this is 2U. So it will be Zu. Okay, when this is number two. Number one was the alif
preceded by a fatha. Why? Because the fatha is equal to A and the alif is equal to A. They are similar. This is a long vowel. This one is similar to C. It's one long vowel. The third long vowel is when I find the ya preceded by a kasr. You see? When I find the ya preceded, this is the ya with two dots, preceded by a kasra, it will be D, because this is equal to 1E and this is equal to 2E. Okay? So this is the long vowels which is always in the Quran. Now we will have the examples. I want you to have the next page. Okay, Sister Muhiba, I think you need all these pages because it is from Sister... Yes. Okay. So now let us read together, sisters, page number, the next page, which they copy it today. Sister Fawzia copy it today. Okay, let us read it together so that you, I give it to you now, Sister Muhammad. So that, inshallah, you can realize the difference between the short vowel and the long vowel. Okay? When I have the look to your page, this one, the one like this, please look to it. Okay? When I have the da with the fatha, it will be da. But when I have the da having a fatha and the alif, it will be da. I want you to follow with me so that your mouth will be familiar with the way to pronounce. Da with dhamma is do. Just do. All of us together?
Do.
Dal with a dhamma followed by a waw, do. All of us together. She is Aywa, now do. Okay. Dal with a kasra is D. D. But dal with a kasra and the ya, D. Okay, follow with me. The.
The.
Zu.
Zu.
Zi.
Zi.
Ra.
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 Ru.
Oh, sorry. You see? Ru. Ru. Okay. Ri.
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 The.
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 Zu.
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 Zi.
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 Okay. Wa.
Wa.
Wa. Not wow. Just wa.
Wa.
Wu.
Wu.
We?
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 Yeah?
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 Yeah.
You?
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 Ye?
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 Ba?
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 Bu?
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 Bi?
Bi?
Keep on you, sisters. I want to listen to you.
Ta?
Ta?
Pa? Suppose the last one is C. 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 It is not here actually, but supposed to be. Alhamdulillah. So now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I want you, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The homework, I will give you more, but I want to give you now homework so that you will not forget. These three pages, this one and this one. I want you to write beside this there 10 and 10. 10, there, 10 times. And then there, 10 times. While you are writing, pronounce slowly. There. This way. You see, so that, yes, so that you know your ear and your mouth will be familiar. Then your husband will think that you have some problem. Okay? So I want you to, next week, inshallah, I will see these two pages from every one of you. There is no excuse. Okay? This is the only way to learn the long vowels, because the long vowels, we will use it immediately in the next vocabulary words. Okay? And I will give you now an example of some of the vocabulary words which I didn't teach you over the last few weeks because you don't know yet about the long vowels. Okay, I will give you two words now, inshallah. Okay, so that inshallah you will realize in reality, you know, about these words or not. Okay, now I want you to look here. Sister Khadija, please keep your work until I finish because I am recording. Okay, I want you to look here now. Okay, sisters, and who will be able to read this word and tell me this is a long vowel or not? No, not all of you. The one, the beginners, and raise your head. Okay. After me. Okay, ah. Ahad. Bah. Har. Now this is the long vowel. Har. Hoot. Ashr. Haraja. Akhaza. Rijs. Jad. Now the long vowels again. Jar. Now the last word is a question, and I want you to raise your hand if you know it. Zaya. In this word, in the last word in page 15, is the long vowel or not? And raise your hand, sister.
Odd number sound.
The last word good. At the bottom.
Good?
No. Yes, that's good. Yes. Raise your hand. Please, yes, sister Muhiba, tell me the answer.
It's a long vowel.
Long vowel?
No,
sister Muhiba, look again. Look again. It is not a long vowel. Why? Because it is not preceded by a kasra. You see, it is not preceded by a kasra. Again and again, I want you, sister, this is the basic points. You know, any long vowel must be preceded by a short vowel similar to it. Okay? The alif must be preceded by a fatha. The waw must be preceded by a dhamma. The ya must be preceded by a kasra. If I don't find a kasra before the ya, this is not a long vowel. This is just the letter ya. Okay, and because of that, when I will read this word, it will be kha, ya, r, khair. I didn't say khair. No. Why? Because there was no kasra preceding the ya. Before the ya, there was a fatha. If there is a fatha before the ya, this means that this is not a long vowel. Sisters, please look here. This is not a long vowel. This is just a ya with a sukoon. So it is just the ya. So I will say kha, ya, r. Kha, ya, r. Which is khair?
Khair.
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 Okay, you have a question?
Yeah, the one in the book is the ya is asking from not sukun.
You put sukun. Put a sukun. But I don't care for the ya. I care for the short vowel before the ya. Okay, I care for the short vowel before the ya. The short vowel before the ya must be kasra. If it is not kasra, it is not a long vowel. Okay, again, for the letter waw, if the short vowel before the waw is not dhamma, this is not a long vowel. Again, for the alif, if the short vowel before the alif is not a fatha, this is not a long vowel. For the long vowel to be a long vowel, it must have a similar short vowel before it. Okay, the alif must have a fatha before it. The waw must have a dhamma before it. The ya must have a kasra before it. Otherwise, the alif, waw, ya are not short vowels. They are just Arabic letters. This is the most simple way to learn about the short vowels. Okay, I want you, inshallah, to revise these vocabulary words. Okay, page number 15. Okay, and to write it 5 times. Because I will give you a test just in this paper and in the other 2 papers of the long vowel. Inshallah, if you finish this, inshallah, soon after the convention, within 2 weeks, you will read from the Quran. Inshallah. But it is up to your effort. That, you know, the long vowels are very important. Revise the long vowels, revise the short vowels, and revise these vocabulary words. Okay, then inshallah, this is my promise to you, within a month you will read from the Quran, inshallah.
الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك رحمة من عندك تهدي بها قلوبنا وتجمع بها شملنا وتلم بها شعثنا وترد بها الفتن عنا، تحفظ بها غائبنا، ترفع بها شاهدنا، زكي بها أعمالنا، وتحفظنا بها اللهم من كل سوء. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت، وعافنا في من عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. ومتعنا اللهم بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا، اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والعزة التي لا ترام، نسألك يا الله يا رحمن أن تجعل القرآن العظيم ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء همومنا وذهاب أحزاننا. اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا كربا إلا نفسته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها لنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارحمنا والدينا والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.